Watch, Roger Waters posts bizarre rant comparing Israelis to aliens. By Deborah Danon on May 17, 2019. Tel Aviv, pop superstar Madonna finally signed a contract with Eurovision organizers to perform at the contest's grand final on Saturday. Defying boycott calls by fellow artist and BDS overlord Roger Waters, who days earlier posted a bizarre rant on Twitter in which he compared ethno supremacist Israelis to aliens. The Pink Floyd frontman last week posted a video in which he mentioned a conversation he had had with his good friend Omar Barghouti, the founder of the BDS movement against Israel. In an incomprehensible tirade, a bathrobe-clad Waters outlines three ifs as to why Eurovision should withdraw from host city Tel Aviv. He references the movie The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, saying the Eurovision has been taken over by aliens, or, in this case, Israelis. "I know it's giving aliens a bad name, but," he said. He then points his index finger at the camera and yells "anti-Semite," appearing to mock claims that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. He also references the emperor's new clothes. "Mommy, mommy, why is the emperor of Israel parading his ethno-supremacist bullshit around naked?" Waters squeaked. "Enough with Netanyahu." Last month, Waters appealed to Madonna to rethink her decision to perform at Israel's Eurovision, saying it normalizes the occupation, the apartheid, the ethnic cleansing, the incarceration of children, the slaughter of unarmed protesters. The singer, who was accompanied by an entourage of some 135 people including rapper Kovu, a choir of 40 singers, and 25 dancers, told Reuters that she would never stop playing music to suit someone's political agenda. Sylvan Adams, the Canadian-Israeli philanthropist who picked up the hefty $1.3 million tab to bring Madonna to Israel, called Waters an idiot. "He's an idiot. He's an idiot with a serious ignorance about history," Adams told Breitbart News. "Jews are in fact the indigenous people of this land. If anyone wants to take him to Jerusalem, built by our King David, that might enlighten him," he said. "He's an ignoramus. And he has an agenda, and it's a hateful agenda. Somebody obviously spun his head around and fed him with a bunch of lies about this place, which any visitor to Israel knows is not true after 5 minutes."